The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, doctors are warning people not to eat cicadas if you have a shellfish allergy.
Tony Kornheiser. What about just licking them? Can we do that? Just lick them?
Have you seen these dopes running around with these cicada recipes? Are you people serious? Are you people serious? You're a health hazard. I'm not eating a cicada.
So the noise is so loud. Today, I love the noise. It's
what?
Loud, white
You're
noise.
Crazy.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it when they're done and they crawl back in the ground.
I don't want to come back there. I don't want to see those things.
Well, don't come back for a few weeks. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Coach K opens up. The Knicks go down and LeBron could go out. But we begin today with the home team losing again for the fifth straight time in the Dallas Clippers series. Dallas got 42 points from Luka Doncic and beat the Clippers last night, dropping the Clippers to 0-3 at home so far. After the game, Paul George expressed stalwart confidence, saying, quote, "We are confident we can extend the series and bring this thing back home," unquote. Wilbon, do you share Playoff P's confidence?
Yeah, I don't listen to Playoff P, and I know you don't either. Tony, this whole thing is about Luka Doncic. And look, he's not there yet, okay? Because LeBron is still there, and Steph Curry is still there, and Durant's still there. And people, they're on the other side. They're on the back nine. You know, they must be on holes like, I don't know, 12 through 14. But at some point soon, Tony, it looks like Luka Doncic is going to be there whenever they decide to pass the baton, or maybe he has to take it to become the best player in the league. It's very possible he's going to be that guy. To come out and have that game that he had last night, that was insane. Insane, Tony. And so I don't care about what the Clippers are saying. I think the Clippers are perfectly capable of going to Dallas and winning. But I think Dallas is going to be a little more on edge and a little bit more ready for a street fight in this next game at home. Wow, I'm just enjoying watching it, Tony. I don't want to hear anybody. I just want to watch these two teams play each other.
So I have a slightly different look at this than you do. I think this is an incredible choke job by the Los Angeles Clippers.
It's not over
they
yet.
They proved they were a good team. They were down 0-2 at home. They went to Dallas. They won both those games. They answered all their critics like me. And I felt that they should win the next game. And they choked. They let Doncic, the only guy who can beat them, the only guy,
great.
Get 42 points.
And let him.
That team should be embarrassed. That coach should be embarrassed.
No,
those players should be embarrassed.
Stop it.
The owner should be embarrassed. No, they should be. You praise them all the time, and they should be embarrassed. I'll tell you one other thing. This has only happened once before in the history of the NBA.
Who cares?
When five straight games were lost by the home team. It happened with the Rockets and the Spurs. And in game six, the Rockets at home won that game.
I know.
Dallas has
game.
An opportunity right now to become the second Texas team to do that.
If the Clippers win the series, are you going to run your yap and say Dallas choked? When they got game six, they can eliminate the other team. If the Clippers win, that they can't choke. You don't choke and win. The Clippers have a chance
that
to win
this series. I didn't say that, Mike. I said game five was a choke job because of what they had done in three and four, impressing everybody.
Series.
Now they have to go do it again. They have to win on the road
Maybe
again.
They can. You're going to say they can't
I just gave you history.
That's some notes.
Really?
That's something
Who do you think is going to win the series? Who do you think is going to win the series?
I think Dallas is going to win at home.
Oh, then what are you talking about?
Then I can have a hot take then. I'm not going to have it today with potentially two games left. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Happy trails, in fact, to your New York Knickerbockers. We can talk about them because they're out. Trae Young had 36, 9 assists, and one bow at the waist, Tony, to send the Knicks and their fans home in five last night. The Knicks had a better regular season than anybody expected, Tony. But did you expect more from them in the playoffs?
No, I didn't. As I told you many times, I didn't drink the Kool-Aid on Tom Thibodeau and Derrick Rose. They overachieved during the regular season. That's Thibodeau coaches. You know this better than I. He pushes very hard in the regular season. He wants to win every game he can. I applaud that. But sometimes you then become overrated. You get to the playoffs. There is no particular second gear, and the other team wins. Look, the Knicks fans, when they started chanting after their one counted one victory, when they started chanting, "We want Brooklyn," you go, "Really? What are you people talking about? How about beating the number five seed twice before you want Brooklyn?" When they went out in the streets and stopped traffic in New York City, I told you at that point, it felt like they didn't even think they could win any games, and they finally won one.
You were particularly negative and cynical and skeptical about the Knicks all year. You gave them nothing, even though today, after the fact, you praised them for going out. You always talk about the value of a ticket. What greater value of a ticket is there than playing your butt off for your fans and the other fans every time you walk out on the court? Right?
You're right. I'm not knocking it.
The Knicks did that.
I'm not knocking.
But you didn't throw any love to them. But, Tone, I agree with the analysis you just put forth, every word of it. The Knicks played as hard as they could every night, and then there was no more. There was no more squeeze in the juice, as they say, Tony, in the orange. So Atlanta's better, and we could see it. I thought the Knicks might have had one more, you know, game in them. They didn't. It's okay. They maxed out. You got to get golf clap for the New York Knicks. Atlanta's better, and Atlanta's better to move forward. And Trae Young, I can't say enough times how wrong I was about Trae Young. Because, Tony, not only is he nearly great or at the precipice of great right now, but he's an entertainer. He's a showman. The bow was great. His post-game outfit was great. And so now I am just forced to look at Trae Young every night and say, yep, he's the deal. He's the goods.
Let me tell you something about Trae Young. Trae Young, in three straight playoff games in Madison Square Garden, went 30 or more. One other person has done that. You want to take a guess who that person is?
You know I know who that is.
Yeah, one guy, number 23. He's the only guy who ever did it. And when Trae Young bowed, that was tremendous. And here is his quote from that. "I know where we are. I know there's a bunch of shows around this city. And I know what they do when the show is over. I'm just sorry that Spike Lee left early and didn't see that bow."
Spike
left early.
Come on now. Come on.
Mike Krzyzewski held his first of, I am sure, many farewell press conferences today at Duke. The praise lavished on him was real and deserved. Duke was a giant under Krzyzewski, probably the best basketball program in the country. But Wilbon, will it stay the best program without Krzyzewski?
Tony, I've actually been thinking quite a bit about this since this announcement and or since the news was broken. And I think of some schools that I have been close to in my life. One of them I covered, Georgetown. And while JT3 got to a Final Four, it was his dad. I mean,
yes, he did.
Georgetown is still John Thompson. And if you want to go a step further, John Thompson and Patrick Ewing. And then there's a big step back. And I grew up with DePaul basketball. When DePaul basketball here in this city, Chicago, was much bigger than the Chicago Bulls. But it was Ray Meyer. I know Joey Meyer had a nice run there for a while, but it was Ray Meyer. And I look at programs like that and you wonder. But you know, Carolina was able to keep a program going at the highest level with old Roy. And they got to the Final Four even before old Roy with Bill Guthridge. So, Tony, I don't know where this is going to fall. Like, is Mike Krzyzewski and Duke basketball going to be that model like Coach John Thompson in Georgetown, Ray Meyer in DePaul? Or is it going to be more like Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky, where the tradition was greater and they were able to hire the right guy and sort of keep it on track in a big, big, big way, in the biggest way? And I don't know. Do you have some definitive feeling about this?
No, I mean, Carolina is a good example. Bill Guthridge was a caretaker coach, and then Matt Doherty came in, was unsuccessful. They were very smart in getting Roy Williams, and they got back to the top in a hurry. But UCLA, for example, has had three different coaches who took them to the Final Four. Yeah. Larry Brown went to the Final Four. Jim Harrick won the tournament, I believe, and Ben Howland went to the Final Four, and yet you would never say it was as good as it was under John Wooden, because it isn't. The one program that always stays straight is Kansas. They go to Larry Brown. They go to Roy Williams. They go to Bill Self. There's no dip. There's a dip in Kentucky between Joe B. Hall and Rick Pitino. So if you're asking me what I think, I just think it's going to be so hard for John Shire is a great recruiter, but who's going to recruit for him? Who's going to sell the gospel of Duke for him the way he did and Amaker did and Dawkins did for Mike? I just think it's going to be so hard to maintain it at that level. I do.
You know, Duke, though, Tony, has some tradition before Mike Krzyzewski. Obviously, the greatest tradition was written by Mike Krzyzewski. But there was success in the 50s and 60s. But man, I have a hard time. I mean, Mike's personality and his way with basketball players who may have been difficult for other coaches. They revere Mike Krzyzewski. I think about the relationship he forged with Kobe Bryant. I mean, you know, obviously one of the giants in the history of pro basketball, and they loved each other. And I think that people saw that and they took a cue from it. And I don't know if that can be replicated or duplicated. I just don't know.
Let me tell you something. Mike Krzyzewski learned basketball under Bobby Knight. That program is a ghost after Bobby Knight.
Yeah,
that program fell off the tape. These things can happen. Let's take a break. But coming up, the Suns and Lakers are back at it for Game 6 tonight. Is Chris Paul or Anthony Davis the more important injured player?
And the Sixers eliminated the Wizards last night, but was there a more important development for Philly before the game? They got to the Final Four once, Tony, against Maryland. Mike Davis's team. He got to the final game.
Yeah. I love the Knicks, but I didn't expect much from them in the playoffs. I didn't.
No, you did.
Maybe next year.
To be fair, I know you didn't.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's time for toss-up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then goes downstairs and does his daily 1,000 push-ups.
One arm?
What? Really?
One arm?
What?
Oh,
one
is
arm?
That what
me
you're
and Richard Kimball. What's first?
Toss up. More important injured player tonight: Chris Paul or Anthony Davis?
All right, I think it's Anthony Davis because the Lakers haven't won any games unless Davis goes for 30-10, and Phoenix has won games when Chris Paul has been less than 100%. So I think it's Anthony Davis. But let me say how happy I am that we're talking about the Lakers again. We got through half the show. We hadn't talked about the Lakers. I got worried because PTI without the Lakers is like First Take without Dak Prescott. And if LeBron goes out, we're going to have to come up with more Lakers stories, Mike. Like, how are the Lakers going to do next year? Like, who does LeBron need with him? Like, is LeBron going to opt out? Let me just say this. I'm betting on LeBron tonight. I'm going to the window on LeBron. Me and your boy Jalen Rose, we're going for LeBron.
Yeah, you and Jalen and everybody else in North America, nobody's going to pick the Suns going into this game except people in, you know, in the 602. Okay, that's the only place that they're going to be saying Phoenix. Look, you know how much I'm rooting for Phoenix. I don't even mind that people know. Yes, I'm rooting for the Suns. But, Tony, I don't see LeBron going out on the previous game. I don't see LeBron going out on minus 30. And by minus 30, I don't mean his plus minus, although it was close to that.
Right.
But Chris Paul's the most important player. Because if Chris Paul is near 100%, and I don't know that that's possible, but if Chris Paul is Chris Paul, the Suns can win in L.A. tonight and put an end to this thing. But, Tony, I can't see LeBron, Anthony Davis or not. No. If Anthony Davis is not there, and I'm told it's 50-50 as of right now, 50-50, and the doctors will make the decision. Yes.
I'm betting on LeBron.
LeBron can still win that game tonight.
Toss up, bigger deal for the Sixers last night, the win or the warm-up?
So it's very tempting to say the warm-up because it showed you that Joel Embiid is going to try probably to go out there and play through this injury. You know, he's ambulatory. He's not in a hospital. So you look at the warm-up and you think that. John Wall warmed up every game last year for Washington and didn't play. Just because you warm
John
up.
John Wall.
Is it not true? It's true.
Take a shot.
Just because you warm up doesn't mean you're going to play. The fact is, the win was more important because now they're in the second round. All right? They're in the second round. They have 2 full days to rest everybody on the team before they play game one against the Hawks. Embiid has 2 more days to rest. Ben Simmons has 2 more days to practice foul shooting alone in a gym. What Danny Green said came true. You need the big man if you're going to be the last team standing. You didn't need him against the Wizards.
To quote a more accomplished Philadelphia 76er, the warm-up is equivalent to practice? We're talking about practice? Seriously? We're talking about practice here? No, there's no temptation to say practice. It's the game. They won a game. If they get Joel Embiid back, God bless him. I hope he can play and play effectively and feels better and all of that. Because at the beginning of the year, I had the Sixers coming out of the East, and I don't like to abandon these picks. So I hope Joel Embiid can be himself. But practice? Stop talking about practice.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, does the NHL need to take action on this hit from last night?
Ooh, damn. And will Dame Lillard, who Tony's just coming around on after about 19 million three-pointers from the logo, and the Blazers force a game 7 with the Nuggets? Game's in Portland.
I came around on Utah. You sang Rhapsodies to Ja Morant. He's out in 5. Because Donovan Mitchell right now is a better player.
He is a better player.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 20th birthday, Jalen Suggs. The Gonzaga guard was all but unknown nationally at the start of the season. By the end of the season, he was a revelation. Suggs ran the show for Gonzaga as the Zags went undefeated all the way until the national championship game, where they were beaten soundly by Baylor. Gonzaga may have been depleted by their final 4 game against UCLA. The score was 90-90 in overtime when Suggs slipped just a bit over half court and let fly a buzzer beater that banked in for the win. Suggs came to Gonzaga from Minnehaha Academy in Minneapolis, the same school that just sent the number 1 ranked recruit in the country, Chet Holmgren, also to Gonzaga. After the tournament, Suggs announced he'd go to the NBA. While Cade Cunningham of Oklahoma State is presumed to be the number 1 pick, Suggs is projected to go in the top 5.
Tone, I'd love to see Suggs in that red uniform. I'm not sure he could wear number one. I mean, that belonged to Derrick Rose, and you never know when a guy might need his old jersey back. I'm just saying. Suggs, though, doesn't he look like an NBA player to you? A guy who can step in the lineup and help you right away, at least a little, and then a lot later on.
Yep. Yep. Happy anniversary, Michael Jordan. On this day 29 years ago, Jordan hit 6 threes in the first half of Game 1 of the NBA Finals against Portland. Those threes were punctuated by Jordan looking over at Magic Johnson at the broadcast table and shrugging, as if to say, what can I tell you? Jordan had 35 points in the first half. He wasn't even a three-point shooter. He made only 27 threes that entire season. Now, the shrug game needs to be differentiated from the flu game, and the ELO game, and the switch hands game. We could do a Jordan anniversary every day in June because Jordan was winning a playoff game every day in June. The statistic, hard for me to say, that separates Jordan from everybody else is that he was 6-0 in the NBA Finals. LeBron James has gotten to 10 finals, but only won 4. Even Bill Russell lost one final, but not Jordan.
Weren't you and I sitting together at that game? You were at the shrug game, were you not? I remember
yes.
You being there. Is that your favorite non-Knicks, you know, finals game, perhaps? Perhaps, maybe?
I love to watch Jordan. When the light was the brightest, Jordan was the best. Loved watching him. Happy trails, Mark Scheifele. The Winnipeg center was ejected from last night's game and had a hearing with the league today for this vicious hit on Montreal's Jake Evans, just as Evans was sticking the puck into the goal for an empty netter in the last minute of Montreal's 5-3 win over Winnipeg in Game 1 of their second-round playoff series. Scheifele's no goon. He's 9th in the NHL in points this season. He's an assistant captain. It's understandable he would try to prevent a goal, but the puck was in the net when Scheifele hit Evans so hard that Evans had to be wheeled off the ice on a stretcher. Now, Evans was said to be alert last night. Montreal's Joel Edmondson vowed revenge, saying, and I quote, it was a dirty hit. If he gets back in the series, we're going to make his life miserable, unquote.
See, I love the fact there's nothing passive-aggressive about that. That is saying we're going to take your head off if you're out there. And by the way, Tony, I know the NHL, I think, says, one of the leagues says, we don't assess intent. Well, you ought to. I'm not sure there was intent here, but that's a tough hit. He's going to have to own it. Got to own it in that league still.
Announcing there'd be revenge is very tough.
Unbelievable.
We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish.
Will the Blazers
force a Game 7 with the Nuggets tonight?
Tony, that home crowd in Portland, which finally has people, it's hard to see the Jazz. It's hard to see Denver winning there. I think it goes 7. Jazz eliminated the Grizzlies. Are you impressed, finally?
Yeah, I mean, again, you write a lot of poetry to Ja Morant, and he's a fine player. But Donovan Mitchell gets into that series, plays 4 games. They win all 4 in a row. He just doesn't play the first
Best
game.
Best player on the
Donovan
court.
Donovan Mitchell,
right.
Huh?
Yep.
Number 1 seed Ash Barty retired from her second round match at the French Open today. Your thoughts?
1, 2, and 3 out of there, Tony. Osaka, as we know, and Kvitova. Wow. 1, 2, and 3 on the women's side done. Madison Bumgarner will get an MRI on his left shoulder after leaving last night's start after 2 innings with discomfort. Big deal?
I hope the MRI he gets is all right, but what I really want to see him get is credit for a no-hitter in that 7-inning game a couple of months ago. That's what I care about. Last one, the U.S. Women's Open teed off today. Do you have any predictions?
Yeah, Tony, Mel Reed, I'm looking to win. And then I find out she shot 67. She's leading so far at this point. A lot of golf to be played, but watch out for Mel Reed.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's Sports.